It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Right after Like Us, all we ask in 2008 is for 3 hours a night. Slammin' Sammy Phillips is filling in for Tim Conway Jr. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Sam Phillips has brought in pictures of herself from three
decades.
Yeah.
Of me.
The first picture, she's 18, 19. She's in a teen magazine and wearing Jordache jeans and in Macy's.
Ads and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like print ads and billboards and stuff like
campaigns.
That. The second set of photos, in my opinion, by far the hottest look that Sam has had. She's 28, and she's in Penthouse magazine, a Penthouse pet, and she's in the lingerie, and she is smoking hot.
I think you're only saying that because I'm
and
half
if I
dressed.
May, if I may finish, the last group of photos is a photo that
it was the only one I could print out in time.
That she kind of, you know,
I spent all day doing a photo shoot for you, Brian David Whitman. What? How dare you put me down?
No, I'm not putting you down, sweetheart.
You are.
Sweetie,
you're being so mean.
Sweetheart, I don't mean to be mean.
You're being mean.
I don't mean to be mean. I love you. I don't mean to be mean to you.
No, you love me at 28. You don't love me now.
I definitely love you. If I totally wish I knew you then.
Hey, I would have bagged you back then, for sure. That's when I did all my damage. Yeah. Look at me then. Come on. Who could say no, and how could I not? Come on. I was a sex machine. Look at that.
Yeah. Jeez. Look at those pictures.
Seriously.
Right. So the point,
check it out.
The point is, 14 years later, looking at the picture you took today.
You know what? You should be so lucky to have a chick that looks like that at 40, almost two. Come on, buddy. Do I?
Sam,
no, wait.
Here's what I'm saying to you.
Wait,
right.
I want to ask you. Quiet. Do I look like I'm 42? Just tell
no,
me. Do I look like
no.
I'm 40? How old do I look in that photo that I took today? Seriously.
37.
What? Oh, my. You know what? I'm walking out of here.
Sammy,
I'm leaving here.
You have a mature look about you.
I am leaving. That, you know
you
what?
Don't look
you're
20.
A liar.
You're a liar. You don't look 28 in this picture.
He's lying.
You're a nut. Can't have a conversation with you because you're too crazy. Sergio in Pasadena, I'll talk to you since I can't talk to her. She's too nuts.
Oh, what an honor to talk to you. Hey, you know, everybody who says, oh, I'm beautiful, we need to translate what they're trying to say. What she's trying to say, your partner there, she's trying to say that she's still beautiful. But there's no way. There's no way.
Well, I mean, she is still beautiful. Buddy?
Yeah, don't act like I'm some old hag, Brian. I'm
not. I'm correcting the caller. Sergio.
Wife.
Sergio.
Yep.
She is still beautiful. The point I'm making is she's not as hot as she was or as beautiful she was 15 years ago.
I totally agree.
I don't agree.
I didn't even watch the pictures, and I totally agree. My wife, she was like a model when she was 19. She's half French, half Mexican. And she was like a model. I married her when she was 19. Now she's 46. She's still the same size with five children. And she's still beautiful, she's still hot, but it's not as hot as she was 19. There's no way.
Right,
she's
and
like
she's...
She's like a tomato.
Uh-huh.
A fresh tomato, you know.
Yes, I do.
Just cut it.
Yes, I do.
When a tomato that is 5 days old.
How
no
are you chick to a tomato?
No way.
Buddy, how old is she now again?
46. My wife's 46.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
With five kids. Same body.
Mathematically, it's over.
She's a genetic freak. There are plenty of us out there. I'm just saying.
The clock on the wall waits for no one.
There is no expiration date, Whitman.
Mike in Redlands is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Brian David Whitman?
Good, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Sam Phillips, you are the sexiest thing on radio.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. One person's on my side. Thank you, Mike.
Brian, I have to disagree with you. I remember her from the Playboy channel. Sam, you are smoking now like you were smoking on Penthouse.
Okay, buddy. If you were here in the studio with me, dude, and you were looking as I am, literally looking at three sets of photographs.
Yeah, but like she said, the third set of photographs was a quick thing.
Thank you.
Her live. She has a smoking. I won't even get into how sexy her voice is.
Dude, you see her live. I'm sitting next to her, for Christ's sake.
But the lights are down. You can't see crap in here. It's dark.
Sam, this is not designed to insult you or make you feel bad.
I don't know.
But I think it's obvious. All right, Jerry, come in. I'll have Jerry, but real quick, because Jack Silver can't stand it when Jerry's on the air.
He can't?
Yeah, he hates Jerry on the air. Come in here. Come on.
And, that could be a popular opinion.
And then I want him to look at all three photos, and I want him to do it pretty quickly and then render his decision.
He better be careful, because he's tiny. I can take him.
This is Eric on the 10 freeway. All right, let's talk to this dude. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good. Dude, hold on 1 second, Eric. Jerry, yeah. Do me a favor. Quietly look at these pictures, then quietly look at these pictures, then look at this picture Sam took today, and then be ready to tell to offer a verdict. Sam, no discussions with Jerry. Let him just look at the evidence. It's like autopsy photos. Eric, go ahead, buddy, on the 10.
I'm going to have to agree with you, Whitman. My wife, she's 27, going on 28, but she is hotter than she was about 10 years ago, but I do believe that there is an apex. The most thing you can do is hope for the longest apex possible. I'm hoping for a good 20 years, but she is hotter, but, I mean, I don't think at 60 she's going to be hotter than she was at 20. That's just, it's not possible.
Right.
I would love for some hot 60-year-old to call.
Right. No, this guy's right. You hope for the apex to last as long as you can. And in my opinion, Sam, your apex, your arch, is the penthouse 28 when you're 28 years old. Those are the hottest pictures, in my opinion. The picture you took today, you hand that to Jerry now, the last picture, a very sexy picture.
It was a quick photo. So we had no time. My best friend, who's a professional photographer, took a moment out of his very busy day.
Don't put down the photographer.
Saying he's a professional photographer. He took time out of his very busy day. I had no professional makeup artist, no professional hairdresser. I did it myself at my home.
As Tim Conway Jr. would say, a good carpenter never blames his tool.
I'm not blaming my tool.
We now go to Jerry Wischofsky for the apex. Was Sam hottest at eight? And don't say this because you think you're going to get like an HJ after the show or something. Is Sam Phillips hottest at 18 years old, 28, or 41?
I think Sam has, like, she's gotten hot with age, but the earlier pictures... like, I mean, it's like a whole 80s vibe going on, too, so it's a different look. But she's definitely very attractive in the 80s ones, and, like, I mean, I would be into that. And I think probably...
Answer, please,
Jerry. Look at my face from the penthouse
time
here and
out.
Now.
You are badgering the witness. I'm asking you...
The face is fine. I'm just saying, like...
I'm asking you...
The body is better now than it was...
God damn it. I asked you, of the three categories of photos, what's the apex? Where's she hottest?
She's hottest probably in the first one.
At 18? Get out of here.
Thank you, Jerry.
Get out of here. Remove your short little self. Don't touch me.
There he goes.
Get the F out of here. You know what? I bet you the only one that have my back in this whole place is Gina Grad. I bet you. She would agree with me.
Sam, you're beautiful. Ariel in Long Beach is on 97.1 Free FM. You are. You're beautiful.
Whatever.
Any man would be lucky.
Whatever.
Hi, Ariel.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm a young guy, early 20s, and I was recently deployed overseas, and I saw her issue of penthouse.
Really?
Yeah, one of the older guys who's probably been in the Army for a couple years.
I was going to say, did you find it in a library or something?
No, actually. Cause,
Smithsonian?
You know, we...
Was it next to Fonzie's leather jacket and Archie Bunker's chair?
No, actually, one of the guys, and I was like, dude, that's like totally 80s right there. And they're like, yep.
And everybody was getting jiggy with it?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, man, after that, I've just been a total MILF hunter. Total MILF hunter, man. I hang out in Hollywood, you know, with older chicks hang out. And I got lucky about three times already, so.
Yeah, we put out. We're really easy. The older chicks are just happy to have a guy.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah. That's like I said, I'm a total MILF hunter. You know, I dated a young chick and a bunch of, you know, crap.
Got it, dude. All right. Wow. Thank you for your service, too. We appreciate that, buddy.
And look at my service, what I did for Ariel. I turned him on to cougars.
This is Dave in Long Beach on Free FM. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, dude.
So, yeah, I'm 19, but I really think you should hear this story.
All right.
I went out with a girl that for 5 years, and her mom is, by God, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Like, there's no question.
How old is the mom, do you think?
43. And I've seen pictures of her, like, in her younger age, younger when she was younger, like high school photos, stuff like that. And by far, she is now 10 times hotter than she was in those pictures.
I love this guy.
10 times hotter.
He knows what he's talking about.
Can't even explain how hot that woman is.
And you had sex with the daughter?
Yeah.
Do you ever have sex with the mom?
No, I want to, but, you know, one thing after another. You got to get things going first.
All right. Well, hang out with the daughter. She should look, you know, in 20 years, she should look like her mom.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Thanks for turning up the music, Jerry, and drowning me out.
It was the hook. I wanted to play the hook so right. People could hear it.
In the middle of a conversation. Yeah. Yeah.
You were tripping over your words, Brian.
You know what? You be quiet, Jerry.
So you saved me. You saved me by, I'm like Wayne Newton now. I can't vocalize, so you just turn all the production up.
I love you, Brian.
You know what? You have speaking,
that's
Jerry.
What they do at the Wayne Newton Show. I've seen it in Vegas.
Jack doesn't want you to speak.
I can't talk anymore, so they just, you know, like the production of the band is really loud.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
All right, Jack, please. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Does your chick get hotter with time? Like you met her in high school. Remember in high school? You know, in that cheerleader outfit on, you know, Saturday afternoon after the game. Or how about Saturday night after she showered and then she put the outfit back on?
I'm telling you, a lot of women thin out as they get older. They're chunky when they're younger. So you put that little chunky girl in a cheerleader outfit. And then you put this svelte swan in the same outfit as an older gal. Much hotter.
At 18, 19 years old. She's your girlfriend. She's like wearing your jacket, your football jacket. She's really hot. 10 years later, she's 28. She's still hot. Maybe she got a boob job. Wow, she's hot. Now she's 45.
Why am I taking this so personally?
Because you're a nut.
But you're naming all the different categories of photos that I showed you.
Because this is what you brought in.
I'm just saying.
I'm never having this conversation with you again. Jason on the 91 freeway is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, dude.
Yeah, I think you're being a little too clinical about this. There is no definitive gauge on beauty. I mean, you know, just because you say you don't think she's as hot at 41 doesn't mean someone else won't.
Well, of course not. I never said that.
But you're trying to convince everybody that
dude,
they're wrong.
Dude. I could get 100 guys in this studio. You could be one of them. And believe me, consensus would be reached. I'm looking at three categories of photos, and I'm telling you that there would be a consensus if I filled this studio with dudes. Okay?
I know. That's not true. I don't believe you. Oh. I don't. We have one guy that says the 18 was hotter. You think the 28 was hotter. And
guess
I guarantee
what? No
you,
one has said. No one has said.
Because
that.
There's only been two people polled. No. Get a third person in here. No. Where the F is Randy Wang when you need him?
No one said the picture you took today is the hottest picture.
Because you've only asked two people. Only two. Get
and none
opinion.
Of them said, oh, you're 0 for 2.
Sure.
You're 0 for 2.
Where is Gina Grad or Randy Wang? Gosh darn it.
Sam, I'd still bang you. You're still hot. You just ain't 28. You understand, Jason?
Yeah, no, I don't really agree with you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Well, you're a jerk.
I love him.
He's
God bless him.
He should look at the pictures before he talks.
You know what? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Brian Whitman. Maybe your eyes don't behold beauty like other guys.
Errol in Simi Valley is on Free FM. Hold on 1 second, guys. Hold on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're going to have another panel here in just a second. But wait, not yet. God damn it. It's like, you know, it's like recess at kindergarten.
Are you guys there?
Yes. Go ahead, Errol.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Anyways, my friend, I think you're completely wrong. First off, it's like some women, they mature, and I'm 45, and I look 30. And my girlfriend right now, my current ex-girlfriend, now I'm kind of digressing. It's like not wise, but I've known them for 20 years, and they look way hotter now. And it's like the other thing is that
how
women
how do they look hotter 20 years later?
It's like if I was by a computer and could send you pictures of the way they looked then and the way they look now. I mean, it's like I can't explain it. It's like if you had a choice, like for instance, like with Sam, like right there,
dude,
probably take her at 18. I would take her a million times over right now because
I'm telling you,
Errol.
All right, you're an idiot. I'm telling you,
he's not an idiot. idiot. Just because he doesn't agree with you doesn't make the man an idiot.
That's right. You're right about that, and I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures, though. So, in a way, I have expertise, and I'm telling you...
No, you have an opinion. That's all you have.
I'm telling you...
That's not expertise. Expertise means that you've been there many times before, and you have a vast knowledge on it.
I'm telling you that if I had my choice of when to have a sexual relationship with you, Sam...
Yes, Brian.
I would pick the category from the penthouse years when you were 28 years old.
Clearly, you've made that known.
I would pass. I would forego. It would be hard to do. But biting my lower lip and as it quivers, I would pass on the 18-year-old, 19-year-old pictures.
Whatever. You would have taken that, too.
Respectfully genuflect to the picture of you today at 41. And I would go for you at 28. That's what I would do.
But you're not the average guy, Brian Whitman. You're not.
You're right. You're right. Most guys would want you at 41, not 28.
At least the guy's calling. Yes.
Okay. Randy Wang first.
No! All right, let's see these pictures.
Well, you'll have to come over here.
Yeah.
And by the way, there will not be a lot of chit-chat. You just look at them.
And not a lot of oogling.
Look at them like autopsy photos. These are Sam's pictures when she was 18 doing Jordache and all of...
Wow.
All right. This is not like the Randy Wang show now. Just look at the pictures. Sam, stop. Sam, stop bullying him and turning pages like a nut.
All right, so we got the 18.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's Penthouse.
Did you see all you need to see of this? You did. There's Penthouse. Look, yeah, man. All right, Randy,
I might need a few minutes here.
You can't leave the room with him, all right? Son?
They'll be stuck together if I get them back.
All right, these are very, very hot.
And the final picture.
And it's a quick pic from today.
Is a picture Sam took today.
Oh, no way. The 28 picture is way hotter.
Thank you, Randy. I see a dude agrees with me. Jerry says 18. Randy and I say 28.
You kind of look like Sheryl Crow in this picture.
Actually, that's true a little bit.
I'll take it. Thank you.
That's
true. Are you talking about the me now?
Yeah, an old Sheryl Crow.
You know what? Get the F out of here.
Now we'll get a female perspective, okay. But at least it's a female who has kissed chicks. Our very own Gina Grad. You look at Sam when she was 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
Please look at them clinically like autopsy photos.
Okay. Okay, I've seen all I need to see here.
Of the 18-year-old category? Uh-huh. Thank you, Gina.
Sweet Jesus.
You're now looking at Penthouse.
Yes.
Don't make noises like that when you look at a picture.
Okay.
I just can't get enough.
I know you can. You're taking a long time with those pictures.
Okay.
Okay, and now finally the picture taken today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
I would have to say, hands down, today.
Thank you.
Hands down.
You lied to
her. I'm not lying. This is seriously the hottest picture ever.
Tell me why that's hot.
Chicks
why is
lie
that
for
hot?
Chicks,
no,
right?
No,
chick lying
no,
for chicks.
No.
You are
a chicks lie for chicks.
It's
you're
sisterhood.
Rude.
They're
no,
BSing
absolutely
everybody.
Not. First of all, I have to say I'm going by a very female thing where her hair is so ridiculously amazing in this picture.
Okay.
It's so much sexier.
Gina,
the
thank
boots
you.
Are hotter.
Okay. Good.
The tan line.
Put it side by side. Oh. Side by side.
Not
thank
even,
you.
Not
the body's better. The body's better. The face is better. The hair is better.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why does it take one chick to recognize beauty in another chick?
No, this is ridiculously hot.
Okay. Thank you.
It's way better.
All right. Thank you.
Gina and Randy.
I can be gassy.
Gina and Randy, thank
yes.
you. Let the record show that all of the men who were pulled.
Not all the men.
Excuse me, Sam.
Little Jerry.
Excuse me, Sam. Let the record show that all of the men who were pulled chose pictures from the 1980s or the 1990s.
Do not say all of the men as if there were a ton of them.
Batch of photos. I'll just continue. And only one person, not a dude, by the way, a chick.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Gina said that the picture from the 90s, the picture from 2008.
The 90s?
2008, the picture taken today.
Thank you.
Is the hottest one. All right.
Because she's the only one being honest.
This is Scott in Irvine on Free FM. Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
Good, dude.
I've got to be honest. I've dated, when I was in my early 20s, I dated an older woman. I think it was like the first time I ever did. And since then, I've dated girls my own age, and the sex was phenomenal. It was just friggin' amazing. So the whole idea that it goes down with age, yeah, I can't agree with you there.
Oh, my word.
Get along. Okay, let's take David in Reseda. Okay, David in Reseda is on Free FM. Hi, David.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, buddy.
You know, I just got off the freeway, and I'm looking at, you know, the internet and stuff. I'm not sure. Are those updated pictures of you, Sam?
Where are you?
On the 97.1 site?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're current pictures on the station website.
I just started typing her name, you know, to see if I could find her and stuff. You're hot. You're gorgeous. I mean, I don't know what pictures you're showing Brian and all the other
guys. Okay, I'll answer your question, buddy. You're right, she is gorgeous. And the pictures you're looking at, you're right, she is hot. But what she's showing me that you don't see is a full spread layout.
Can you let me answer
the question you asked, dude?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thanks, dude. I'm seeing pictures of her 15 years ago in penthouse lingerie, penthouse forum pictures. So if you say to me, oh, you're crazy, you don't see what I see. You only have one exhibit. You have one reference point.
Yeah, but it's the reverse for you. You have one exhibit of now, and you have lots of reference of the 90s.
I'm not sure if, like, you kind of got this. I got this from the internet. Most of the stuff that comes from the internet, I mean, you could probably get, like, maybe, like, what?
Stop.
Thousands of them. I mean,
dude, you're looking at the station's website. Those are current pictures.
If I mentioned, like, what else I was looking, because I know you were probably looking at all the other stuff, too, that probably, like, kind of takes away, you know, me trying to just be completely that innocent and stuff.
Right. All right,
but,
dude.
Yeah, you know, you can only imagine what else I was trying to look at, too, because you kept...
He was
trying to look at porn.
You can't follow his. I mean, you can't.
I think
follow his
he
thoughts.
Was
He's
trying to say that
needs a helmet. The guy needs a helmet. He was
comparing porn to the station site.
He needs to put his helmet on before recess with the chin strap.
Maybe he was, you know,
like,
puffing
like Jerry,
when he got home,
like Jerry did in Lakewood when Jerry was a kid. Jerry Wachowski, come here. Put your helmet on before recess. Put the chin strap on. No, you can't go out there without the helmet.
What was your grade point average in grade school, Brian?
Did they have a GPA in grade school?
We didn't have numbers. We had letters.
Oh, convenient.
Did you have uniforms?
I did, and I did go to a school with.
That's so cute.
You know what? They switched to uniforms during the time I was.
I bet you were hotter back then than you are now.
Oh, at 10?
Mm-hmm.
At 10, I was a stud. And I was always prowling for cougars at 10.
Checking out those teachers.
Jose. Oh, not Jose. I think I just talked to Jose, right? Or is this another Jose? Is this a... Bill in Pasadena is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Brian and Sam. I just have to say that the whole issue that I think is being overlooked is how important charm is in a woman. I've known beautiful women that didn't have any charm. And the woman that totally broke my heart when I was in my early 20s was not terribly beautiful, but she was very charming.
Yeah, but Brian doesn't want to hear about how charm makes you pretty.
That's very important because, Brian, when you're 60 or 70, if you're with a charming woman that's near you in age, she'll still make the good times good. The 20 and 30-year-olds won't be interested in you. At least I don't think they will.
I know, buddy. We're not talking about, you know, going to museums and taking trips to Europe. I'm talking about the body. I'm talking about the T, the A, and how hot she is.
I think charm is a factor in that,
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you. Get your balls out of your pocket.
Oh, come on. I like him. I like everybody who agreed with me. Thank you, everybody.
And you're beautiful either way, sweetie. You are. You're as beautiful today.
And anybody who wants to know what I look like right now, check out 971freefm.com.
Right.
Single Life, click on me, Sam Phillips.
And
I'm cute.
And if you're ever able to get in a time machine and go to 1993, get a copy of Penthouse because those are really hot.
Or hit up an old GI.
It's 97.1 Free FM.